Oh yeah, this is good. I have. Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. It's good. We good?
Yep.
Are we good?
We all good?
I think we're good.
All right. Are we good?
Yes.
Ray said I party with some Pepe and Doge millionaires this weekend in Mexico. Oh shit! I went to a pretty dope Ibogaine clinic in Mexico, and it's still around. Actually, I was kind of thinking it'd be pretty dope to go back there and be like, "Hey, remember me? I'm here with Netflix to do a documentary. Feed me more Ibogaine."
New Vice doc.
To Netflix? You go in there with Netflix.
Yeah. They would know who that is, you know. I wonder if he remembers me. That was so long ago.
Roblox?
No, David Dashante? Dashante?
Well, if he heard you right now, he wouldn't say he didn't. Dashante?
I don't know. Ibogaine. David.
This is a mess.
David. It's pronounced David. There it is. David. David Dardashti. Dardashti?
Posted 6 hours ago.
See, yeah, he's been posted. That's what made me think of it, because he's been actually posting more things. If you go to ibogaineclinic.com, that's his spot. Highly recommended. Got me on the straight and narrow.
Hell
for
yeah.
Several decades. And I guess now they're doing treatment for Kratom and for Suboxone. How about that? Wow, he's been posting a lot. Wow. That's actually pretty
staying
impressive.
With the times then, huh?
Yeah, no, I mean, like he's got like actual thumbnail. Like he must have hired somebody to do his fucking YouTube marketing finally. No, that's dope though. I don't see any videos from when I was there. Probably for the best.
Is that a clinic do fentanyl as well?
Yeah, anything. Cocaine, alcohol. Actually, I've told the story on the show before, but since we're not recording, when I went to do it, you had two people per room, and you're in your beds with your IVs and all that shit, and nurses come in, check on you. And the dude that I was next to was in there for cocaine and alcohol.
Right.
And he had like a fuck of a time. Throwing up, just not like I was there just for the opiate detox, and I was like loving it. Like it was the dopest trip ever. And then every like half hour, I'd hear him just retching.
Oh no!
And I'm just like turning up Spongle in my fucking headphones and shit, just trying to like not
drown
think
it
about.
Out.
Oh my god! Yeah. It was one of the most intense trips I've ever experienced.
You also gotta wonder, you know, allegedly had done that kind of shit before when probably not done any sort of a psychedelic.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because if you go in there under that, it could be really difficult.
Well, alcohol is like a brutal one, you know?
Also, it's just hell on your body.
Your liver has to have it.
It needs it.
Yeah, like once you're that deep in the alcohol game, it has to have it or you'll just shut down.
Ray says, you can come down here to Mexico and nobody asks questions, but how much butthole play? There was very little butthole play.
And then we take I think I
got a hand job by another girl that was in there, lady that was in there. Oh. But then she felt bad because her husband and all that. So
that was that.
But
and that was that.
Probably the most lackluster hand job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. And my name is Matt.
And I'm BJ.
And I'm Ben.
Welcome back, Ben. Episode
Back from the Dead.
Episode 828, thejamhole.com. Check it out. It's a website you can find all these episodes at. You can find the Patronus there. And if you decide you want to kick in a few bucks here and there, you know, there might be some extra stuff there for you, Jam Hole related.
Extra music?
Not making any promises, but maybe some extra music, maybe some extra riff tracks. We can't call them riff tracks because that's already a thing. maybe some extra jam hole J tracks. we gotta get marketing to think of a better name for these. But yeah, that's all over there at thejamhole.com. Check it out. Welcome back, Ben. Welcome back.
Hiatus.
How was your month off? Two months off? Not great.
Horrible.
Well, the economy not good. What's
everything's
up?
Everything's just kicking my ass.
Vent for me, baby. Vent.
I don't think he's been here since his birthday. Episode
was like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. I feel like I aged like it's 10 years in the last 2 months. 84
long years.
Yeah, it's been pretty. February 11th.
Survey says
that sounds maybe ish.
No, that was January. The Super Bowl one. It would have been, yeah, right after.
Because you guys were sick twice.
Yeah,
might have been mid January.
All right. Well, hey, good to have you back. How is the grind?
And it's the grind.
Not great.
It's been grinding.
Regretting the decision to work for yourself in the, what's that called?
Huh?
Gig?
Entrepreneurship?
No, don't think that's it. Nice try though. Gig market? Gig freedom? Gig economy? What's that called?
Giggity gone.
Giggity.
Giggity.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Just DoorDash and Instacart and just...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I just work.
The gig economy.
Yeah, I just call it working.
Freelance.
Freelance. Yeah. Right.
Being your own boss.
I'm my own boss.
How are tips?
Tips are intermediate.
Mm.
Some days they're horrible. Some days they're a little bit worse.
Yeah, I feel you. I haven't had a good tip in probably about 6 months, 7 months.
Neither has BJ.
Hey! Nice. Good to have you back.
Yeah.
I thought to start things off, we'll give a quick Pleb Book Club update. We are currently a little less than halfway through page 234, if you'd like to be exact, of Mr. Peter Zeihan's The End of the World is Just the Beginning.
Oh, Lord.
It is dense. Phenomenal. If you are like... If you're one of those people that other people are like, man, why are you so happy all the time? Like, you're so happy-go-lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Read this book. It will knock you down a peg or three or four or five. I
see. Gotcha.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I'm sure people already know this. I think
they call that the black pill. Are you the black pill?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Right. Or the black pill.
Or the black pill. But we've had our run. We've had the best. The best that the best will ever be and has ever been has happened. And so we're at that point where it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
And people joke about that, but like...
They call it late stage capitalism.
We're there. And now, if you grew up in the 90s and the 2000s...
Mm-hmm.
Would you have guessed that was the best that it was ever going to get?
That we really were the best?
The best. The best your life will ever be.
In regards to that exact topic, I feel like from 2008 to 2019, we kind of got lulled into thinking...
That we were the best?
Well, every summer is festival season, and then we work in the winter, and then things are fine, and the economy is like... Kind of topsy turvy, but it's
just doing its thing,
right? But then it's like festival season,
then work might actually still be the way to go about it, because then you're at least enjoying your
because
the rest of the world's shot, like it's fucked.
But that's
just take it what it is.
That's what I'm saying is I feel like that period lulled us into thinking, oh, this is just how life will be,
because it was.
And then COVID hit, and it's like, oh, life is can just
and
be that, hell
and,
too.
And really, in the scheme of things, that only put us off schedule for like a couple years. Like the shit, the inevitability of the downfall, the downward progression was always there. It just, that was just like a little, oh, I guess we'll do this side quest real quick.
I feel like it was a line in the, like a hard line in the sand.
It definitely stirred up some shit and it revealed divisiveness that was only there in like a passive aggressive form, which is like fun and happy divisiveness.
And at least funny.
Not like, I'm gonna fuck your face, you masker, you know, like that kind of shit.
Oh, right.
It just, yeah, complete insane.
It escalated.
It definitely That's escalated. What you're saying. And now you have people like Lil Gaines, who just got back from a conference, and, you know, he doesn't leave his house a whole lot, so maybe his immune system isn't, you know, up to par, and he's been sick since the conference, man. We're sending thoughts and prayers, but, like, I don't know if he's gonna make it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a GoFundMe in my name that you can donate to for him, and we'll make sure that, you know, it goes to benefit the people that it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you got to be careful out there. There, as clean and pure as everything is, I don't think it really is, you know?
The word's dirty.
Wait, in terms of Bitcoin?
No, just in terms of life, bro. In terms of fucking life.
Yeah.
Life is more than about Bitcoin, even though Bitcoin is hitting all-time highs as we fucking speak. Let's fucking go.
Did you buy some?
Who fucking sold at 25,000 and feels like a big old fucking dumb retard, huh?
Raise your hand. Show of hands. That's you.
Just me.
Oh, just you.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not, but
fuck.
I still got a little. Anything he sold
because it was time to pay a bill.
Yeah.
He wasn't selling it to be like, oh, I'm making a big ton today.
Sell it and then buy it all back.
You shouldn't have done that. Was it the big bill?
Just a boy.
Any bills?
Well, I heard there was a recent bill that was special.
You know what feels really good about big bills like that? I took the car in, got the oil change, all that shit, and it was time for brakes. Mm-hmm. And it probably really wasn't, but like...
But they tell you that.
You know, and I'm not a mechanic.
Neither am I.
And, you know, when I buy a performance piece of machinery, I guess I underestimated how expensive performance parts for said performance machine is. And then I also, and this was a huge oversight on my part, so the jamhole.com/donate, slotted brakes, like, you can't machine those rotors, apparently. I mean, fuck me, maybe you can, and they were just like, nope, sorry, fam.
I feel like the dealership's not the one that's going to machine the rotors for you.
Well, you would think that they would be there to service any and every aspect of the vehicles they sell.
They're
Is that not the case?
Well,
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
No, if you want to keep your
warranty.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, how's the warranty holding
Still
up?
Still there, I guess. I don't know. I haven't had to use it because, you know, the car's fucking bulletproof. But you know what?
That's
you
good.
Know what the Ray says? Are you talking about your girlfriend or the dealership? Yes. What they don't tell you, though, is that, yeah, you know, eventually you're going to need rotors. And I know you could probably just machine them like a normal vehicle, except that this isn't a normal vehicle, fam.
Nope.
So that's going to be $5,000. $5,000. All right.
Right.
I mean,
top.
What are you going to say? No. Well, have fun stopping.
Did you try to resell the old rotors?
I should try
and get some of that money back.
Fucking car at this point. No, I did think, and my mom got kind of pissed at me for this because she's like, they're gonna take advantage of you. I'm like, nah, they're honest people. We're all honest. This is all America. Like, we're honest. We're here to support each other, to lift each other up. A rising tide lifts all boats, even my big old boat car.
Her beautiful positivity for you as a child has fucked
she's
you
like,
so hard
she's
that
like,
it is not even funny.
She's like, what you got to do is stay there. And then when they take the tires off, ask them to see the rotors. And then go take a look at them. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? Yeah, there they are.
Those are definitely rotors.
And she's like, if they don't need to be changed, then just have them hold on to the $5,000 brakes that you had them order.
Right.
And then, you know, take it down there. And like, so for me, it's just easier to just get it done. Right. Because I don't want to have to go there again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to deal with anything. I didn't want to have to go there the first time. But since you're door dashing now. You know, there goes my ride. And so I didn't wait. I dropped it off like a fucking asshole. And then she's like, I'll pay for it for you. And that's the part where I finally knew I grew up, because any other old me would have been like, yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
What's your credit? You know what? I have your numbers. Don't worry about it.
It's all good. Yeah.
But nay.
I got those. Don't worry about it.
And to the bank and routing, actually.
You may say to yourself, you only did that because you didn't do what your mama told you to, and you didn't wait there, and you didn't look at the rotors and stuff, which, yeah, that's true. but I paid for it myself because I'm an adult.
It's about time.
You can also ask to have your old rotors.
Dollars. $5,000. I should have fucking framed
you
them.
You can actually ask to have those.
I could have minted them as NFTs and stuff.
Well, that's what I was saying. Then you could flip them like it's over insane. On Craigslist.
But you know what?
Well, no, you can take them to people like your puffer and be like, did put they fuck the me? Neon? How hard did they fuck me?
I just see. I'm not. You and then
hop
what?
In there, take some pictures, send them to your mechanic.
But
friend.
Then what? You well, just harbor you, that resentment and let
no,
it kill
then you,
you
know
internally?
That you don't fucking go to that place again because that said place is going to fuck you.
We'll see. You
so
just
you
created,
find somewhere else to
I mean, how
hopefully
is your stopping
maybe
ability?
Not fuck you.
I stop on a dime.
You could stop.
Maybe.
What were you stopping? Were you squeaking?
I mean, you know, they have squeaked. But also another dealership said that that's just the ceramic brake dust and they do squeak. This dude, I did actually when they called and they were like, yeah, that'll be like $5,800. I'm like, cool. So how worn were they? He's like, were they squealing? I was like, yeah, but I think that was just because they were dirty. He's like, oh, no. You would have had probably a couple more weeks. Like, yeah, I don't think so. Because first
yeah,
of all,
that's like,
I barely
it.
Drive the car.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
I literally get up, I come into here, I work, and then
you have
like,
other people drive you.
I have other people.
You have chauffeurs
deliver me things, like our $90 fucking Five Guys burgers earlier, and I gave them a nice.
I think he's
20.
Just has hurt feelings because. You've probably not had to get a new pair of them and you have this
beautiful
car. No,
that was the first set since I've owned it. It's from 2019.
Hopefully you don't need another
That's
one.
What I'm saying. So, 5 years. And he's very upset that he's probably went through like 10 pairs in that time, but didn't actually
but
look
I don't drive
at the
it
fact.
Like,
right. So he probably didn't look at that. He's just looking
grand.
At how he has to get no. parts for this old car. What? We've never had to like. The dealerships never had to get him
well,
a pair of these?
Well, and they tried to do that shit, like, back...
Last time.
The last time, but because the strike, nobody had them, so they couldn't even get them.
They
and
couldn't
they were,
fuck you overnight because they didn't have them there to fuck you with.
And they tried to, they didn't, they were like, oh yeah, well, we'll try to machine them, but if we can't, we're just gonna have to replace them all. I was like, well,
so then that was
about,
a line of bull if they can't machine them.
I was like, how about you wait until you actually get them there so you don't fuck them up and then I'm stuck without a car for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And that was like,
I mean, not that you drive anyway,
4 months ago. Yeah, but it's still, you need the car. Just
yeah, it is nice to be able to.
Anyway, yeah. Nobody cares. Yeah, $5,800 for some brakes that I paid for, not my mom. But my mom did say she'd catch the tires next time, which would be dope.
And those are what?
Probably just as fucking much.
Yeah, $6,000.
That's so retarded.
Like $2,000, but yeah.
So if you have slaughtered rotors, remember, you won't be able to machine them. All right. This was pretty awesome. Robo sent this in. Now, this is a video, so I'm going to throw the link up here
was
in the Telegram chat.
Hold on. Is it the Haitian cannibalism video?
No. What's that?
Okay. There's plenty of that going on lately.
Is there Haitian cannibalism happening? What the fuck,
yeah,
bro?
It's gnarly.
That's
where? In Haiti?
Yeah, in Haiti.
Why?
Just
run out of food
apparently
or?
It's just ran by cartels and it's a hellhole now.
Well, yeah, but that's been that way since the 80s.
But in the video, they're warming themselves by a fire, which has a tire in it.
Well, yeah.
And the guy grabs a human leg and pulls it off the human.
Is
and
it
takes
AI?
A bite. I don't know, man. It's disturbing because it was just on Instagram.
All right. So here's the video. You see this here? It's entitled Ain't No Fun When the Bamboo Gets. You see what's happening here?
Not really. A monkey?
Look at this guy. So it's a little Asian dude sitting there. Mm-hmm. And there's a baboon. Is that a baboon? What kind of?
Yeah,
ape?
I think that's a baboon.
Yeah. Ain't no fun when a baboon got the knife. But like,
Asian Arctic monkey.
If you look, the baboon's got a collar and a leash on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding a fucking butcher
machete.
Knife.
Oh, my God.
And now look at the look in his eyes.
He's on it.
Look how angry this baboon looks.
Right. I wonder how he got a hold of the knife.
And I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com when we post this, if you're listening to the podcast after the fact. But he looks angry as fuck. And he's like, meh.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
He like taking swings at the dude, and the dude's like,
he's not even moving.
And I'm curious what happened before, like what led up to this, and then what happened after, because the dude stands up and I feel like he reached for a bat and just put this thing down. But I don't.
He pulls out his butcher knife.
Right.
And they sword fight.
And then we all ate brains, you know. But so that that got me a little curious and just really like I want to highlight.
And then in your Google search, it's how many people a year get murdered by a monkey with a knife.
Close.
Oh, really? Is that where it was going?
I when you look at this video, just look at that thing in the eye and then just, you know.
Give if you thanks. Flash his teeth, they couldn't tell.
Just give thanks to how good you have it.
Right.
And so, of course, that caused me to do a bit of Googling to see if there's any recent news about beasts wielding knives. And the only thing that really came up was this article from
about
back
a
in
kangaroo with a machete.
No, we're sticking with monkeys, with
okay,
apes.
Sorry.
July 15th, 2016.
Old news.
Old news.
Your favorite.
The best kind.
The old news.
Vetted news. This one is called Monkey See, Monkey Do. Street performer is threatened by animals with a cleaver after using the same blade to force them into cruel stunts.
Dear God. No, oh, so it's like a revenge story.
Oh, and so that's what I'm wondering now. Are these, it's clearly if you, they're different videos, obviously,
oh, yeah.
Different, but same baboons, perhaps?
Well, like monkeys have a revenge.
Oh, they
streak.
Remember. Same with like crows.
Well,
crows
remember,
will remember
the story
you?
We did about how like the dog ate one of the monkeys, and the monkeys
and
came.
They
in
remember
and, like, a
that
rain
shit.
Of terror, and, like destroyed all of the dogs in like some small village. You remember this?
Robo said the baboon with the meat cleaver made me smile from a dark place.
My dog would go after anyone who was with U.S. or like UPS.
Oh, U.S.
Yeah.
Anybody from the U.S. He's just like checking birth certificates.
Just super race. Yeah.
Lord.
He works for ICE.
Thank you, BJ. Robo says in Asia, we call them Malakas.
Robo's in Asia.
I think so.
Yeah, he must be.
Thailand. I mean, I don't want to dox nobody.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ray Raspberry says, I thought you called them ex-girlfriends. Malakas.
Oh, the monkeys?
Mama, me Malakas. Malakas, me mama. No, put the knife down. No, put that poop down. Put that poop down. Not there. Okay. So, this one happened in Anyang, China's Hainan province. And this video shows the animals beating their trainer after he threatened them. Now, I feel like this one is more staged. Because if you look, like, they're playing a bit, basically.
Right.
He's like, oh, look at my monkey. I slap him. And then the monkey, like, hits him back and shit. But, like, he's swinging at the dude.
Oh, yeah. Taking shots.
And then he gets his knife and sharpens it. And the monkey, like, lays down. But then he's like, he tries to stab it. But then he's jumping like it's a game. And then another monkey comes and picks it up, and then it's on, right?
Yeah,
on like Donkey Kong. But everyone's laughing and having a good time.
Right.
So I'm almost wondering if the other one is from this group and is just like...
Could be a dog.
No, dog.
Yeah.
But like, look at that fool. And then he just like, the other one just punches him.
Right.
And people are just like, oh, that's fun. He's just like, ha 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 ha.
That group but the is monkey, so like, well betrayed. Like,
yeah. He's taking shots at him, though.
This might be a little bit more
and
staged.
Now this guy coming in. He takes the knife, and he fucking gets in it. Oh, no, he just gave the knife back.
Yeah. They know how to share.
He knows where the food comes from. But this dude keeps getting slapped in the face.
By a knife.
By a monkey.
By a monkey.
By a baboon.
With a knife.
And then they all just mob the dude, which I think is the grand finale. And then everyone has to like pay him and take their pictures.
For some reason, I feel like that's dangerous. Aren't baboons like known to like eat faces?
Well, they're definitely known to eat things that aren't
well,
aren't
to
theirs.
Swing knives at anything is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Especially something that can swing back.
In China, monkeys are still raised and trained to perform on the streets. However, those who choose to do so require a proper license,
mm-hmm.
a monkey slapping license. In the footage, believed to be filmed in Anyang, Henan province, the animal's owner can be seen hitting one of the monkeys before the monkey slaps the shit out of him. The slap is heard by the audience, who start to laugh at the man. The trainer goes to hit the monkey again, but then misses. The monkey then hits the man right in the face, causing him to almost fall backwards. And that's when the Pokeball came out and shit got real. But yeah, I don't know, man. Shit is fucking crazy.
I think maybe the monkey was supposed to be playing the bit with him, but instead of slapping him, he punched him, so he went too far.
Yeah. It was like not animals. Today, Mr. Hong Yong. Not
like
today.
It was supposed to be part of the bit, but he took it too far.
Right.
So then, further down the fucking rabbit hole or the baboon hole we go.
The monkey hole.
The monkey hole in the monkey future. Thank you, Tim. July 27th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Baboons Armed with Knives by Visitors Wreak Havoc
on
Cars at Safari Park.
Good Lord.
It has been claimed some visitors are trying to help increase the damage caused to vehicles by tooling up the monkeys for a laugh. There's nothing I like better than to hang out with my homies on the weekend and go tool up some monkeys for a laugh.
Yeah.
We bring out the bats, the balls.
Well, I'm picturing like, what was that movie?
All right.
Okay.
God, give me more than that, bud.
Not that movie. Okay, whatever. I'm kind of picturing like the music video from Bad. Like,
With Will Ferrell.
No.
Anchorman.
Anchorman 2.
They do a dance fight as well. Yeah.
I'm thinking about like the old New York one.
Yeah.
Though, where they all
gangs
the Warriors.
Of New York. Yeah.
Right.
Everyone was kung fu fighting. These monkies were fast.
I mean,
as
a
lightning.
Dance off between humans and monkeys does sound fun.
Imagine if the monkeys had little like Michael Jackson jackets and
this is
hats
exactly what I'm picturing.
Oh my God. This is the kind of shit if I was an animator or an artist, I would spend my days creating.
Or a monkey trainer.
Yep. It has been claimed by some visitors they're trying to help increase the damage by giving the animals weapons. This is a 550-acre safari park, reopened its doors back in June following the coronavirus lockdown. One member of staff at the park has been left confused by sightings of the baboons wielding weapons and wondered whether the tools had been given to the animals or if they had taken them from visitors' toolboxes when they stopped in their enclosure.
Yeah, that's just
a source said
bad idea.
The baboons have been found with knives and screwdrivers. That's a bad day, man.
Yeah,
you just come back to the old work truck and it's just like up on blocks and shit. Just fuck.
The one's got its fucking hat on. The
Robo
other one's
says,
got
how
your
do you,
jacket.
How do you just hand a monkey a fucking hammer? I mean, handle out, right? Safety first.
Right.
Who the fuck is weaponizing baboons? Fucking Robo.
Well, it wasn't that like a Russian experiment where they tried to make that.
Dolphins?
No, they tried to make like a hybrid human chimp.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Maybe a chimera?
Yeah, it was like Camaro, but it was like a.
A Camaro?
Yeah, it was a Camaro.
A bitchin' Camaro.
It was a drivable
Camaro,
baboon.
Bitchin' Camaro. I drove over my neighbor.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, they tried to make like a hybrid super soldier out of monkeys.
So, all right, and I promise we're almost done.
Anyway,
we're almost done with this. But
with
so
the monkey talk.
Further down the monkey hole, mm-hmm. I do a Google search for baboon attacks, which brings up a healthy little AI tidbit.
Okay.
Baboons are rarely dangerous to humans, but they can inflict serious injuries to dogs. Baboons can also intimidate humans, especially women,
really?
In urban areas when scavenging for food. So I don't know if you know this. In Western Cape, there is a website and they have a page that is very helpful called Baboon Control. And I'm going to give you some helpful tips just
like
in case.
Like animal control, but just for the baboons.
But just for baboons.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tip number one, do not give them a knife.
Do not arm.
Tip number two, do not give them a hammer.
If the baboon.
They weren't dangerous to you until you gave them the fucking cleaver. Now there's
problems.
If
they're hungry, just leave.
If it says, hey, I got a screw loose, I need to tighten it, you ask to see the screw and you tighten it. Do not give that baboon a screwdriver.
Also, you got to check their LLC. I'll do it for make you. Sure they're up to date with that.
Yeah, check all their shots, all that. So, baboon control. The wonderful thing about living on the urban edge is being able to enjoy nature in all its monkey poop throwing splendor. Unfortunately, that also means dealing with problems with problem animals such as baboons. Baboon activity in residential areas increases from about June to August as food in the veld and forest decline in winter, and local baboon populations come in search of other sources of sustenance and apparently entertainment. While baboons can even stroll into town on a calm Sunday with a top hat and a monocle and a cane going to the opera. Persons living near the urban edge are most likely to be affected, and therefore a special request for them to heed the following advice. When your neighbors warn your neighbors when baboons are in the vicinity. What we like to do here, we have a baboon bell. And whenever there's baboons in the vicinity, we just ring that bell. Just ringing that bell. Some say you can hear that bell ringing from miles away.
And luckily, in Oregon, we only have frogs to deal with.
Oh, they're so loud, though.
I know. Holy fuck. I'll take that over knife-wielding baboons.
Yeah. keep your doors locked and windows closed when baboons are in the vicinity. Install night bolts.
What if it was the frogs trying to get in?
No, you don't know.
These guys got baboons? What if the frogs be ganging up on?
But the frogs don't have knives.
Maybe it's a ghost.
That's the main thing.
Install night bolts on sliding doors to prevent baboons from lifting them off their tracks. Because they will just rip that shit right off the fucking tracks.
Yeah, they're like on some home invasion shit.
They're basically like tweakers looking for copper.
Yeah.
And when I say copper, I mean blood. They're out for
and catalytic
blood.
Catalytic converters.
Install latches on the opening edge of windows, particularly top hung ones, so that baboons cannot pull the frame and break the glass, which they will probably do anyway. Install burglar bars on windows you usually keep open. Just basically, let's pretend like
just
you
create
live
a
in
fortress.
South Central LA. Just put all the shit on all the things and just.
And on a side note,
say
do
a prayer.
Not give a machine gun to a baboon.
And don't arm them any more than you already have.
Also, don't give them what are those little. El
Tasers
and El Camino.
Don't give them El Caminos
and Uzis.
If
you don't
confronted,
want a baboon drive-by, is what I'm saying.
No, if confronted by a baboon,
look it directly in the eyes, flash your teeth.
You got to puff up real big.
Exactly.
In your garden or house, stand still and remain calm. It can't see you if you're not moving. No. So it says stay calm. Sudden movements will make it act defensively.
Ah.
Back away slowly.
Right.
And apologize.
Sorry.
And do not block its escape route.
Why would you do that?
Be determined, decisive, and confident when driving a baboon off. Also when jerking one off. Spray the baboon with a strong stream of of water. As they hate water. Because they hate water.
They're like cats.
What's piss made out of? Water. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a water pistol in the house and a hose pipe ready in the garden.
That is super soaker.
I always keep the thing on me. People are like, yo, Finn, why are you always carrying around a super soaker?
I wonder why they don't like water.
I don't know.
That's like a weird thing.
It's not really weird. Like,
seems like
you
a
don't
stereotype.
Like,
yeah, you don't like getting sprayed in the face, do you? Watch.
Yeah, but I would come and fight you over that.
Would you?
But it's the same.
I'd hit you with a machete.
Same concept. No animal likes to get splat in the face with water.
Yeah.
And then I'd teabag you.
It's just how are you going to react? And it's telling you this is how these things will react.
Keep
most
the pets
of the time.
Out of the way. So obviously no pets.
Yeah, they'll take off with the pets. And the kids.
Yep.
Yep.
Do not try to snatch back anything from a baboon. Finders keepers, bro. If he's got it, like that's it's
he
not
takes
yours
your
anymore.
Bag.
It will fight to hold on to food. It will literally like uppercut you and knock you the fuck out.
It becomes a Mortal Kombat situation.
And last but not least, do not threaten infants and juveniles as adults because they'll remember that shit, especially if it's an alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
It will come back with vengeance and aggression. So
elephants never forget.
That's right.
Neither do baboons.
If you want to report baboons entering an urban area, you can call 044-302-6551. Or if it's an after-hours emergency, 044-302-8911.
But that's not for America.
No.
I have no idea where that's for. Something, somewhere called the municipality of Kinsnia. Kinsnia? Visit Kinsnia. Yeah, that's something I'd like to do. Can I? Oh, this connection is not secure. Oh, go figure. A Kinsinian prince wants to give me bitcoins. All I have to do is send him bitcoins first. Sir, you've got yourself a deal. Fuck. All right. You guys want a little
You got
truth?
One more on the monkey?
Nope, that was it. Okay, okay. That was it.
That was a lot of monkey talk.
Thank you.
I kind of liked it, though.
I told Robo earlier, I was like, I wrote a good 10-minute bit based off of that one little fucking 8-second video.
And you
loop.
Didn't you mention AIDS once.
Right?
Crazy.
Not bad, right?
Yeah,
not
good.
Bad. We've come
along.
We're
maturing.
Yep. Are you ready for some truth?
Is it about Frankenskies?
It's about chemtrails.
Oh, yes.
You
want to
know the truth?
Yeah.
MB says, personal story. Me riding tricycle on driveway at home in KL. I don't know where that is. As a 4 or 5 year old, the neighbor's monkey escaped from the cage and decided to launch itself at a strange blonde haired monkey kid on the tricycle. Oh, that's him. On a tricycle next door. Screams, etc. Responded to by the gardener, still emotionally scarred. Jesus, bro.
I have a personal monkey story too.
Oh, please.
Apparently, my mom, aunt, and grandma had a monkey when they were growing up in the 80s.
Like a pet?
Yeah, they had
part of the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how they got it. I think there was like a door-to-door marketing thing where
lost
they just
a monkey in a poker game.
No. They lost the monkey and it went wild in the neighborhood, and they had to go door-to-door to find it.
Ooh.
And apparently, from what my mom said, this thing fucking hated her guts and was always pulling her hair screeching at her and shit.
I bet. That monkey probably tried to fuck her once and she like blew him off and he was like, never again. I hate this bitch.
You got turned down.
All right. You ready for some chemtrail truth?
Yeah.
Yep. Weather modification.
We've all seen those white streaks trailing behind jets, creating stripes against the beautiful blue sky. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ruining Earth.
These lines are called contrails, short for
conical.
Short for condensation trails, and they appear when water vapor condenses and freezes around the exhaust from an aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
According to the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, yeah, like I'm going to believe a corporation.
Contrails do
exist. At least that's what science says. In recent years, a growing number of people believe that these contrails are actually chemtrails, including our very own Ben. A well-established conspiracy theory asserting that these trails are not made from condensation at all, but are instead chemicals being sprayed by the government.
Yep.
They took her jobs.
Look up Operation
Seafoam. Oh, yeah.
They did that shit outside of San Francisco, killed a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. Though the theory may sound far-fetched to some, not us, chemtrails have become a common conspiracy both in the U.S. and around the world, despite evidence to the contrary.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. What is the chemtrails conspiracy theory exactly? Well, I'm glad you asked. Robo, peace out, man. I hope you feel better, y'all.
Goodbye, Robo. Nice meeting you.
The chemtrails idea has been around since 96. That's 1996.
Whoa.
And is largely rooted in an Air Force research paper from the same year. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025, which is next year. Coincidence?
I think not.
I think not at all. It outlines a future weather modification system to achieve military objectives using aerospace forces, and does not reflect current military policy, practice, or capability. It's because it's not 2025 yet.
We're getting there.
At its most basic, the chemtrails conspiracy theory posits that contrails are not created by water vapor at all, but instead are a sign that the government, the wealthy, or some mix of the two is secreting toxic chemicals into the air, creating these white lines.
The government is ran by the wealthy, so it's one and the same.
It's called a plutocracy. Also, heavy metals.
Fueled by plutonium, it's called a plutocracy.
Well, no, a plutocracy is
also, they took our jobs.
Whoever has the most money basically makes the rules.
Yeah. Well, that's called life, Ben.
Yeah.
Yep. There's no single official version of the theory.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on with it.
But a PhD candidate, Shisha Shao, the University of California, Berkeley, conducted a 2021 study exploring the chemtrails conspiracy theory and interviewing 20 believers and former believers.
Oh, Lord.
Instead, individuals, quote, pick and choose aspects that resonate with them, mixing in personal interpretations or selectively adopting parts of the theory. What does that sound like? Now, the idea that the government is spraying humanity with chemicals isn't completely without base, of course.
Of course.
During the Cold War, of course, the British government conducted more than 750 mock chemical warfare attacks on the general public. This subjected hundreds of thousands of people to zinc cadmium sulfide. A chemical chosen due to its small size. It's similar to that of germs, and it glows under ultraviolet light.
Weird. What is
it called
again?
Which makes it easy to trace. It is called zinc cadmium sulfide.
Okay.
Look it up. The chemical was thought to be non-toxic at the time. Oops! Turns out it created a bunch of flipper babies. Repeated exposure could be cancerous. Huh. It's weird. I wonder why we have so much cancer. I don't know, man. It's weird. The U.S., of course, did the same in the 50s and 60s, using chemical as a tracer to test the dispersion of biological weapons. And actually, the one you were talking about, Seafoam, was in that book, Acid Dreams, talking about the early acid tests and whatnot.
That's one of the first big ones that was like pissed everybody off.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of,
but you know what? They got a lot of solid data out of that test.
Right.
And that's the important thing.
Well, basically what they were trying
and
to figure
we
out
beat
was
the Russians. Also important.
If we spray this, will it affect the public?
Yes.
And then like 10 people die and they're like, turns out it will.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's what happened.
Conflicting reports.
Well,
so in a 2021 Facebook post went viral claiming President Joe Biden manipulated the weather through chemtrails and caused Texas week-long deep freeze that February, with hundreds of people engaging with the message. And of course, on X, formerly Twitter, thousands of people follow accounts dedicated to tracking and posting proof of these chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
One 2017 study, which had a nationally representative sample of 1,000 people, found that about 10% of Americans believe the conspiracy completely, while upwards of 30% of Americans at least found it somewhat true.
So 40, almost half the country
are retards.
Is at least open to it.
Belief in conspiracies often traced back to skepticism of authority figures, Zhao said, and social media has also had a role in magnifying the problem.
What website is this again?
This is CNN.
Oh, okay.
Chicken
great.
Noodle News.
Yeah.
Chemtrails have been the most interesting conspiracy because it's right in front of our face and all over us and our clothes and our cars, and we still choose to ignore it.
Well, it's like some 1984 stuff. It's like you can see the proof of it and then you deny yourself.
You ready for the brass tacks nuts and bolts?
I don't trust CNN.
Are chemtrails real? Here's what the experts were told by their AI. Scientists have said there is no evidence for the existence of chemtrails. Even if there was a government conspiracy at work in aircraft contrails, such a large-scale program would be difficult to cover up given the amount of people who would be necessary for operation, Harvard researchers noted.
Heavy sigh.
Around the world, heavy scientists have conducted in shrug, heavy sigh. Scientists have conducted investigations debunking the chemtrails conspiracy theory, describing the existence of contrails and their variances at length. Even the king himself, Mr. Edward Snowden, the whistleblower himself who leaked classified information from the National Security Agency, has stated that chemtrails are not a thing.
Well, then he doesn't know. Okay.
He knows everything. What were you... You choose your words wisely. Yeah. Oh, how dare you speak ill of Mr. Snowden, King Snowden.
So much I want to say.
Hold on. Believers are not convinced. Ben is still not convinced. Belief in the theory has become so strong that meteorologists around the world have reported an uptick in harassment and threats.
Mm.
Usually Ben getting made fun of by Matt or something. usually after extreme weather, particularly from conspiracy theorists accusing them of hiding information. I'm just asking questions, man.
I'm just asking
the hard question. Quote, the collective agreement within these communities often overpowers the rational dissent of scientists, Zhao said. This makes it, quote, exceedingly difficult for factual corrections to alter these deeply entrenched, retarded fucking beliefs. Man. Thank you, Chicken Noodle News.
You should give me a heads up if you're going to drop some horseshit like this.
Some truth bombs?
No, it's some not truth.
Some truth trails? just dropping those truth trails from 30,000 feet.
Hey, Ben, we've got a chemtrail article if you want to prepare an argument. Did you want
to proofread this? Dead.
No, not proofread, just like, let me have like opposing positions.
Show of hands in the chat, do we believe the chemtrails are out to get us, or is it just people being fucking retarded like Ben here, who's stupid? Looks like everybody says Ben is fucking retarded. So
Everyone's
hey, you piped down over there.
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah, sir.
Okay, take a breath.
You call me Finn.
Actually, on Finny? The show,
Finn.
Finny.
Phineas.
Finola.
Finola.
I don't know what that means, but
shit or shinola.
Take a sip of that. Brace yourself. From 2020, CNN, your favorite.
Mm.
Chicken Noodle News Network.
China to expand weather modification program to cover area larger than India.
No, how's China doing?
They're doing great.
Are they?
They are.
Well, we'll see what happens when like 85% of their population is in retirement and there's nobody left that knows how to do anything.
So they're saying chemtrails aren't real. Contrails are real.
Right.
Over here, they're also saying China is modifying the weather.
Well,
through their own program.
China says a lot of things, Ben.
No, CNN is saying this.
Right, about China.
Yes.
Yeah, because they were paid to.
They're buddy-buddy.
Well, they paid them to,
Exactly.
People got to work. People got to eat.
So anyway.
Anyway, it's all bullshit. If anybody's
even listening at this point, go look up the documentary.
Uh-huh.
It's called Frankenskies.
Ooh, is that a real thing?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. And maybe we'll do a Grift Tracks on Frankenskies. Huh? How fun would that be?
All the movie is
just listening to me 2 hours of talk over listening. It for 2 hours.
God damn it. Shh. Hush. The whole movie is them listing off all the times that the government has dropped aerosols or whatever from the sky and has been pursued by litigation or affected different lives, families.
Makes sense.
Military projects, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
It's just 2 hours of a list, basically, of that.
Of 2 hours is of like fucking
of them dropping chemicals from planes.
2 hours of Alex Jones just reading a list. Shrimp, gumbo, shrimp, salad, just.
It's so funny you say that.
What's it called? Frankenskies?
Yeah, Frankenskies.
Frankenskies. Yeah. Okay, great. I will hopefully try and remember that. All right, moving on. Thank you for that. I know we weren't going to actually solve that one. Let's see. Kyle says, what worries me is who has the time to watch 2 hours of that list? And that's a good point, Ben.
Okay.
Mr. I need to work because I'm not making any money, but I sure got time to watch this.
No, okay. I watched this a long time ago, but listen.
Oh, okay. While you were at work. What?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Never mind. Okay. I can't.
Do you want to circle back?
I'll circle back.
Okay.
Later.
We'll circle back. This kind of hits back on something we talked about a couple episodes ago when we were discussing the OceanGate documentary. You remember
right,
that?
Right.
Okay, I want to add one more thing.
Oh, please.
First.
By all means. No. Okay. It's your show, bro.
Go over to Google, whatever browser you're going to use, your search engine, whatever the fuck you want to use.
Somebody paranoid like yourself, what should we be using?
DuckDuckGo?
It's gotten so bad. It does not even matter.
But what I'm going to say.
That is correct.
Okay, when you go to Pornhub in the morning, when you jerk off, do you use an incognito window or you just go full balls out raw dog?
You know, I've been like kind of taking a little step back from pornography.
From
lately.
Jerking off? Okay.
I just lay there with a massive erection for just hours.
Just trying to muster up enough tears to lubricate it.
And it's like,
all right,
man, no one gets to use this thing and it's just sitting there.
Look how pristine. Such low mileage.
Exactly.
Damn, dude.
But if you're going to look this stuff up, you need to look up geoengineering, not just chemtrails, because that's how you're going to get into the weeds with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you got to use the terminology.
You got to use the right lingo.
Well, it's the terminology mm-hmm. that like the government actually uses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So,
all right. Well,
also one more thing.
Oh, please.
If you're looking at a contrail, that would be that's going to be the water vapor.
I fucking can't.
Coming out of the back of a plane. And that should only last uh-huh. about 10 to 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it won't create a stream. It will fade. Okay. What happens with the chemtrails is it's going to be a streak coming out of the plane and then it's going to expand. And then shortly after, maybe like within an hour, you're going to have overcast. Those are the things.
Interesting.
To look for.
So not just dumping chemicals on us, but also trying to control the weather. Interesting.
I just told you about the article where China's been doing it. What makes you think America wouldn't be doing that? Plus, we already proved it with our Operation Seafoam, where they're just dumping chemicals into San Francisco.
See, those are different things. And that's what conspiracy theorists like to do. They get their little crazy minds all wrapped up in several different things.
If they're willing to throw chemicals in the air from a plane.
How
in
do
one
you feel
way,
about Skinwalker Ranch?
Pretty great. I've looked into that a lot.
Yeah.
Is this like just a show just
all
for
bullshit?
Me?
Hey, I missed you, bro. It's been a minute. And no, if you would let me move on, we're going to discuss something else.
Are we getting into Skinwalker Ranch?
I'd like to try to.
I love it.
I want to stay there for a week, you know?
There's another one next to it called, I think it's like Wolf.
Oh, we
Arrow,
know. Hey,
Arrow
we have a list. We're going to visit them all on our next vacation.
Another one's like Purple Frog.
We're going to take a year off and the Jamhole Patronus is going to be filled with interviews and never before seen video footage of us going to all these places mm-hmm. and looking the people square in the eye and saying, "You are a fucking retard." Oh my God. Did you guys feel that?
Well, didn't you know that?
Oh my God. Did you guys hear that?
Well, you know that it got
did you feel
bought
that?
Up by like military contractors.
Oh, for sure.
And by a billionaire that wanted to investigate.
Because who wants ghosts the most? The military, duh.
Well, that's one interesting thing about
Ben,
it, is
up.
That there's all sorts of phenomena. So it's not just ghosts.
That was rude.
Something's going on
there's
there,
also
and
this...
we don't know what it is. Well, so they're mm-hmm. forth the military wants it. Mm-hmm. It is that easy because
well,
if
it's...
no one else knows, mm-hmm. they want it.
They're,
they want to be the one
with?
That knows.
They're kind of just saying it's like a high strangest hotspot.
Oh, yeah. It's like the
like a portal.
Like the thing in Montana that we see.
The vortex?
The vortex.
You know the guy that owns
Magical
the vortex?
Magical vortex.
No, check this out. The guy that owns the vortex went on like the local news.
Oh, yeah.
Said that he saw a Bigfoot up there.
Yes!
Two
yes!
different times.
Oh, bro. We're going to go up there and pretend to be from some fucking famous... Oh, my God.
I hope you see a Bigfoot so bad.
Oh, God. I hope to bring one home to you.
Cooper was looking for someone so hard when we were there.
At the vortex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right. Let's not use people's names on the show that we say.
Who the fuck even knows who that
stuff.
Is?
I don't
that
know
could
who that
be.
Is.
See, no, Ben doesn't even
we'll
know who
it.
That is.
All right. Moving on. Ocean
straight.
Gate. Remember Ocean Gate?
No. Was that when they sent the
little sub that went to the Titanic and then imploded?
And
yeah.
Then three people died.
Yeah.
Everybody died.
The
like
billionaires.
Eight. Yeah. So. We talked about this documentary we watched, and it was just a bunch of rich people giving their final I told you so's, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Totally entertaining and shit. Apparently now the family of the passengers
mm-hmm.
cleared out $1.7 million
mm-hmm. overnight.
Home and auctions and memorabilia ahead of this big sale that's happening.
And you're doing if you're, like a garage sale to sell all of his clothing and shit.
Many of his prized possessions. This is 8 months. Okay. 8 months after quote unquote Mr. Titanic, Paul Henry Nargo Nargolé died in the Titan submersible tragedy. His adult children gathered for the sad, sad task of clearing out all his belongings from Pawling, New York. So if you're in New York and you'd like a house for $1.7 million, go check out 1018 Route 292. It's currently for sale. $1.7 million.
Was that coordinates that you just read?
It's
off?
Not a bad spot. I mean, I've seen worse for more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
2.74 acres, mm-hmm. you know? He bought it for 1.5 mil. Right on private Whaley Lake in Dutchess County. Beautiful there this time of year, you know?
What state?
4-bedroom, 4-bath, custom-built house, 515 feet of sparkling lakefront, along with a beach, a dock, and a shady deck.
And a boat, and a yacht.
And a submersible. And a Loch Ness
monster.
Goddamn Loch Ness monster. I gave it tree feety. In the exclusive interview with Realtor.com, the seafarer's youngest daughter, who is 39, said that when PH, it's what all his friends called him, PH, when PH purchased the 2.74 acre property back in January 2022, he was very excited to own 515 feet of sparkling lakefront on a private Lake Whaley in the hamlet of Holmes. Holmes with an L, like, sup, Vato, Holmes? Not like Holmes.
I feel like they're like about Holmes? To tell us something horrible
Sherlock
happened.
Holmes. Yeah. Being around the water was important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was it his life's work as a deep sea diver and Titanic expert, but he and his wife loved to swim. Eh. Mm. The lake allowed them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He led 37 successful expeditions to the Titanic site.
Mm-hmm.
He supervised the recovery of thousands of artifacts. Oh, I bet they kept so much stuff. And just pawned it. No, I don't know.
He didn't seem like that kind of
a
dude.
A month after the submersible imploded upon approaching wreckage, he first visited the lakefront house. It's crazy that they use this to spin an ad to sell a house. Like, that to me is just like, what? The children, they said, we don't have enough space to take many things with us.
So what did your rich daddy not give you?
We will
you?
Keep what makes us mostly remember him, like his money. things from the sea, frames, objects representing the Titanic, all the shit he stole out of the Titanic. No, I don't know. The children used color-coded text to keep track of who wanted to take what. Oh, I bet that was fun. Mine. No, that's mine. Including replicas of the White Star Line sales brochures for the doomed luxury liner.
Those will be worth a pretty penny.
They said a group of the originals sold at Christie's auction for $11,400 back in 2006.
For the whole collection?
It or just says one. A group of originals.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So part of his collection. Yeah. Because it wouldn't have been all of it.
That's a pretty penny.
Yeah. Copper deep sea diver's helmet called a scafandra. Honey, pass me my scafandra.
I gotta go swimming.
And other diving and Titanic mementos. I bet there's some pretty dope shit in there, all joking aside.
Yeah, right, that's the like dude that was his fan. Friend yeah, called him and was yeah, like, yeah. It'll be a bad idea. Like, we've looked into this
he's
shit.
Like,
and
nah, he's
like,
fuck you. I'm old. If you I'm going to die, this is how I'm going to die.
Out well, of all the places I'd love to die, it'd be there. So.
Yeah, but not with those other fucking.
Yeah, I wonder how cocky he was
the rest
before
of
he
them.
Left.
Oh, the most cockiest.
Oh, no, not the guy that built it. This other
the
gentleman.
Other
that's
no,
on
I'm
it.
Saying the guy that died.
Well, they all
everyone
died.
Everyone on
ben.
It died.
Jesus the guy that Christ. Built it went on it?
Yeah.
Ben.
Oh.
Okay.
So he really trusted well, his work. I'm not that familiar with the story.
Email info at thejamhole.com.
I just remember seeing a picture of him like caulking the window on.
Yeah, yeah. A little like, super glue here, a yeah. little duct tape here. Make sure we got new batteries in the Logitech fucking controller.
And then everybody looks at it and they're like, I trust him.
Hey, I
get
trust
the show
him.
On the road.
Huh. How would you
okay,
feel?
Well, it sounds like the family's pretty pretty lit.
Oh, I want to buy this house. So if
he's
anybody's
over here
listening,
looking over here at the house, I was
know.
Like, what's going on 1. Now?
1.5 mils, man. It's a dope spot for sure.
How
all
would
right.
you feel like if you gave your son your ticket see. To go on the Titanic or on that little piece of shit to go down to the Titanic, and it blew up with your son on it.
But I bet you could listen back to when we talked about it and get my answer. I don't want to answer again in case I'm wrong.
I don't know if I brought that up then.
Idaho needs doctors, but nobody wants to live there because Idaho fucking sucks.
Yep.
So I'll put a link to that in the show notes at thejamhole.com. You can read more about it. This I thought was interesting. Now, Ben, how far away are you from becoming this guy?
Selling pictures who ends up
selling feet pics on the internet.
No one wants to see my feet.
Nobody wants to see his feet except they do.
Yeah,
you know,
theater is super weird.
This guy, his name's George Woodville. I'll put this in the chat because
great name.
You guys need to peep these feet. Check out these feet.
I could be so lucky.
They're called Tootsies.
They're called Tootsie Pops.
Ugh.
Give me a shot. I could sell all your pictures. I'm just saying.
Of my feet?
All my pictures.
Have you seen my feet?
I'm not talking to you, Ben.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Woodville, there you go. This little piggy went to the market. Look at it, he's just kicked back.
He's
just
lounging,
living
bro.
La vida loca.
He's a millionaire now.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, I sell feet pics to other dudes. Sue me.
They've all got like diamond
whatever.
Rings on them.
We all just jerk diamond. Off together. Charge our cheese. Will Blunderfield style.
I mean,
style.
At least he's wearing clothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody wants to see it
but
naked.
His feet are gross looking, for sure.
But it's because he hasn't worn shoes in 3 years.
Yeah, there are many.
Why pay for this when I can just see it for free right now?
Well, listen.
That's all I'm getting at.
There are many ways people can make a little extra cash, unless you're Ben.
Yep.
And one man saw the perfect opportunity to make some money, and it's all thanks to his dirty ass feet. That's right.
Ugh.
George Woodville hasn't worn shoes since 2021, and now he makes the most of his grubby feet. Sells photos of them on OnlyFans for some extra cash. The 21-year-old embraces a barefoot lifestyle, and by doing so has managed to meet the love of his life. Her name's Roseanne. Oh, I bet she's a charmer.
Yeah.
Just a sip of water, you know. The reason for the lifestyle change was due to George struggling with his mental health.
Did you mess up the word George?
Well, it was hiding behind the Facebook
and there's
share
also
button,
a hyphen
and it said Gio.
Oh,
so
I see. Gotcha.
Eat a dick. Nothing gets mental health back on track like selling your feet pics to some dudes.
Okay,
you know,
all right, noted.
If
except
you're
for
noted.
Putting those feet in the ground of some beautiful soil,
yeah, and also doing that does it.
I wonder what's the quickest way to get them dirty.
It's called grounding.
Yeah. That's how you electrically charge your body.
With the electrical current of the earth?
Yeah.
People believe the most whack shit.
It is
shit,
the most beautiful thing.
No,
when
it's
I jump
great.
Off
Listen.
The train and put my bare feet in Montana.
There's a reason I asked our lawn guy, Jose.
I have like three things I want to say after this.
Okay, listen. There's a reason I asked Jose, our lawn guy, if I could have a lawn made of moss. Okay.
Okay.
It's because moss offers the biggest throughput as far as electrical current coming from the core of the earth. Into my feet.
Gotcha.
So we have a moss lawn now because of that.
So we're getting the carpet removed, replacing that with moss.
Basically, I mean, you know, embrace it.
And then we'll get Jose to come and trim it twice a week.
Jose and Roseanne.
Yeah. Okay, one thing I want to say.
Yeah, yeah. What's a foot pick go for these days?
No. As far as like the grounding stuff goes.
Oh, yeah, that's all bullshit.
When you go out into the woods, your vision starts to get like 10%, 15% more accurate.
20/20.
Your hearing goes up.
Yep.
Your intuition goes up.
Yep.
And your hair grows faster.
It's because you eat mushrooms.
Well, maybe you're not eating mushrooms. You're just around the trees picking up the energy off that.
Yeah, that's also
you're not getting a bunch of distractions from whatever cars, civilization.
Nature
horseshit.
Is the beautifulest.
You know what distracts my hair from growing the most is just all this stress.
Yeah,
all this everyday life stress.
Most doctors would agree.
9 out of 10 doctors would agree.
Compared to how bald you were at one point,
I used to be pretty bald.
I would say you're not bald at all.
Not as bald as my brother.
Oh, is he going? No.
When George threw all his shoes away, he recalled how his family thought he had, quote, gone off the rails.
Yep.
But now he manages to cash in on his feet. as well as doing wonders for his well-being.
Mm.
Since taking to social media, George has accumulated thousands of fans. Ben, how many fans do you have?
About 920.
How many fans do your feet have?
Zero.
Well, there's your problem.
I barely even am a fan of my feet.
All his fans, all thousands of them,
yep,
told him to start an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Now he makes between 500 to 1,000 L's. What is that? Pounds or euros? It's one of those.
L-O's.
A month extra from his foot photos. Mostly out in public places, such as on trains and in cafes.
So it's kind of like a voyeurism
thing. And that's where he met Roseanne, 20, and the pair claimed it was love at first sight.
At first foot.
At first toe.
I don't even know what you call that.
And despite...
Here's a guy talking a lot of shit about a dude with that, him meeting her that way. When you met me, I never wore shoes.
No, I know. And I loved it. That was actually why
selling point.
I allowed you to become impregnated with my seed was because of the feet.
The shoelessness.
If you really want to know.
Right.
So, and despite her new boyfriend not wearing shoes, she did not seem to mind because she was a fucking hippie too.
And she wasn't wearing shoes either.
Roseanne then started going barefoot just after a few months of the pair dating, but it's not all been plain sailing.
So she's a copycat.
Yep. The couple revealed they have been turned away from places for being barefoot, mm-hmm, and admitted they've had to resort to playing the medical card to get into restaurants and shops. They're all like, no shoes, no shirt, no service. And they're like, I have a medical condition. I can't wear shoes because I'm a hippie.
Because I'm disgusting.
He says, we don't mind as much if we get glass or anything in our feet anymore.
Oh my God. That's
so rugged. I've stood on that quite a few times, but I've always been okay. It doesn't stop me from going anywhere. We can't live in fear of something happening whenever we leave the house. And I think that applies to life as a whole. Life lessons, you guys.
And where do they live?
In the grass.
Yeah, definitely not like north.
I look at life as if I was placed here on a desert island with no idea of what is seen as normal. If we want to be barefoot, then we should be able to. There are a lot worse things that we could be doing.
So he's kind of like stranger in a strange land.
He's like, do you want me to fondle kids or can I just keep being barefoot? Because those are the options here. All right, George, calm down.
Why are those only two options?
I don't know. Weirdo. George said it.
Damn you, George.
I'm so lucky to have met Roseanne and that we can do this together.
That is true. He is very lucky to have met Roseanne. Look at her.
Look at those toes.
I can't even really see it from here.
Look at those feet. They're doing the weird little foot thing.
Ugh.
Yeah. Look at that, huh?
Quite the couple.
There you go. Oh,
she's
right?
Into it, too. Look at her face.
She's not bad, right?
Yeah.
He's all right. I mean, that's a decent looking couple. I
bet she
doesn't
shave her armpits, though.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't shave anything. She probably shaves his bussy.
You think so?
That's a boy pussy for those of you who don't listen to Distorted View.
No, everybody knows what that is these days.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that because of DV?
No, it's because gaydom is popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They are gay. A choice for him to be barefoot came to him when he was walking a holiday with his mom and granddad. He claimed he was looking for a new experience and thought, why not?
I've never done this before.
Why am I not experiencing the whole ground?
His whole life until that point, he's showering in his shoes.
No, if it's on mirror, that means
shoes.
They're across the pond.
It's because there's dirty needles everywhere, bro. Jesus.
So he's not in Portland.
No, definitely not.
He's across the
pond
somewhere.
It's in the UK. Yeah.
Across the... Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Across the pond.
Yeah.
I see.
He added that his family didn't really understand it and revealed initially they didn't really want anything to do with me for a long time because they thought I was gay. No, because they thought I must have gone off the rails or something. But that wasn't the case. Quite the opposite, Mama, Papa. Living my best life
now. I got right onto the rails, in fact.
He explained how he used to suffer from seizures and claimed that being barefoot has stopped them from happening. Oh hello, BJ.
BJ prevents her seizures by sleeping for like weeks on end.
Now that I think about it, you've been wearing your shoes more, mm-hmm, and you've been having more seizures. So, I mean,
he's probably onto something.
I'm not a doctor, but that's just good science.
I'm also not a doctor. Just for the record.
But that is good science. Strangers are generally one way or the other. They either think it's great or they just so against it and they think it's really weird. They either want to suck toes or they tell me to get the fuck on, you know?
Suck toes or fuck nose.
Suck toes or blow nose. Bow nose. Sometimes we get people to come up to us and say, wow, you guys are really inspirational.
Your guys' feet are disgusting.
Things that have never happened for 500, Alex.
You've really inspired me.
I believe that, actually.
The Daily Double.
I could believe that.
That no one has ever come up to them and said, wow, you guys are really inspirational. And it's
someone definitely has, no doubt.
It's so cool what you guys do. Like the way you take pictures of your feet and then sell them to people who like are jerking off while they look at them. Like that's just so freeing and cool.
That is bananas.
So cool. He doesn't seem as bothered as he knows he makes money from his dirty feet and added, quote, it keeps me financially afloat. I'm not bothered about what other people think or what they get out of watching my vids. Like, with people who have a foot fetish, for example. Oh, you mean like all your only customers? For me, it's all art. And yeah, everything is art nowadays.
Everything's
art. You notice
art.
That? Everything's either a journey or it's art.
Right.
I'm an artist. Totally. Are you? Yeah, I paint with my feet and the earth.
Yeah, it's like all you get caught jerking off in public. I'm like,
you
want to
do it? You want to do an NFT collection of just your feet?
Of mine?
Of ours?
Not of mine.
Of feet?
Of hers?
Yeah, whoever's got the best feet.
I mean, but we can Photoshop them, right? Could we just AI generate some feet?
Yeah.
Fuck, what are we doing? Hold on, let me... Bardo, bard.google.com. Hey, Bardo, wake up, bro. God. Oh, Bardo is Gemini now. Hello, Finn. How can I help you today? Well, I'm glad you asked.
So I need Gemini's
you
more feminine
to generate me some feet pics I can sell on my girlfriend's OnlyFans. Enter. Well, I'm glad that's in my forever record now.
Oh, you should see mine.
I understand you're looking for content for your girlfriend's OnlyFans, but I can't generate images of people. Bardo, you're not even fucking listening to me. I didn't say people. I said
hey,
feet.
Hey, be nice to Bardo.
However, I can help you with some ideas for feet pics that are appropriate for the platform. Okay. This
Hell
should
yeah.
be good.
That'll be good.
Creative nail art. Pretty and unique nail designs can be a big draw. Mm. You could focus on close-up shots of the toes with the nail art in the center. Wow, AI has come so far, you guys. Okay. I'm so glad we have AI and not flying cars or jetpacks.
Dibs on not painting on your toes.
Scenic feet. Take pictures of her feet. An interesting... No, my feet, bro. Bardo, you're not listening.
Whose feet?
Fuck, whose Bardo is this? At the beach, in a forest, or next to a pool. These can be artistic and don't require anything revealing. Shoe fetish focus. If your girlfriend wants to cater to a shoe fetish audience, take pictures of her feet in different types of shoes. Boots, heels, sandals, etc.
I like that Bardo just can tell you how to
just
prostitute yourself so
fuck.
Easily.
Foot care routine. There's an audience for pampering content. Hmm. Take pictures of her giving herself a pedicure, soaking her feet, or applying lotion.
Or nail polish.
Or getting the hose again. These are all safe for OnlyFans and can still be very creative and appealing.
Are there things that are not safe for OnlyFans?
Here are some additional things to keep in mind.
I'm not Googling that, but I want to know the answer to that.
Get her consent. Make sure your girlfriend is comfortable with the pictures being taken and uploaded. Okay. Wow, Bardo. You know, if this is the AI, like, I don't see what everybody's so worried about. Like, oh, AI's going to take over. Is it, though?
Well, I mean, this is very young AI, though, right?
Oh, it's very young.
Bardo, how old are you?
Almost. I'd rather not even know.
Just ask him.
Because I've asked it some weird things, and I'd rather not know that it's like
age involved.
4 years old. Cool, Bardo. Thanks. Now I'm the weirdo.
You're making it sound like you're touching Bardo.
Oh, my God. George hopes that one day he can have his own Netflix documentary. George, I also hope that. And he wants to just travel around the world barefoot.
He's still gonna get one.
What a fucking life, man. Your girl's banging. You guys got like feet going on. I mean, that's dope. You pull the medical card. You imagine them just rolling into a Mickey D's and dropping the medical card like right on the fucking desk there, just like boom. I order with my feet.
It would stop me from going to McDonald's ordering. If I got to walk in there barefoot.
And just hitting the menu with the
because
toes
the,
and
like,
shit.
Because the grossness on the ground, I would never go back.
God, people are so gross, you guys. All right. Let's see. That's a dumb story. That's a dumb... Oh, have you heard what's happening in Haiti? I know that's kind of late in the show to really get into this.
It's been a long time since
the Haitian cannibals.
Watched Hercules, so no, I don't know what's going on down there anymore.
And now it's been taken over by the cartel and some gang member that's insane.
And the leader was peace out? The prime minister? He just left?
Everybody's leaving.
He said he will resign after weeks of mounting chaos in the Caribbean nation where gangs have been attacking government structures and social order is on the brink of collapse.
So wait, there won't be a civilization, so there'll actually be there will be pirates in the Caribbean
are, and there will be more,
but the whole thing will be.
Yes,
I thought there were pirates in San Francisco even. Didn't we have an article about that last year?
Somali pirates?
I don't know.
In San Francisco?
Well, not Somali, okay. But just pirates in general.
That's interesting.
Anyway.
The worst violence erupted last week. Henry was in Kenya to sign an agreement to send 1,000 Kenyan police officers to the Caribbean nation to restore the security situation of which his government has lost control.
What?
He was unable to return to Haiti as the security situation deteriorated around the airport in the capital, Port-au-Prince. A plan to travel via the neighboring Dominican Republic was abandoned after the government there refused permission for his plane to land. They're like, sorry, dog, you gotta go that way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you guys are fucked. I like that the jam hole has been here since 2008, just slowly documenting the decline of humanity.
Of Haiti, of specifically.
Haiti. Humanity, Haiti.
We need AI to go through, listen to all of the...
AI,
episodes.
What's the foot pick Steez like over in Haiti? This dude's just like pushing a child with an AK, and this dude's like taking a piss.
Go type in
Haiti.
Haitian cannibals.
One gang leader, Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo, took credit for the attack. I guess there was an attack.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy.
So there
that's
was
the
a
main dude.
The government there has been under state of emergency since groups attacked the county's largest prison in Port-au-Prince earlier this month, killing and injuring police and prison staff and allowing some 3,500 inmates to escape. Huh.
Okay.
Well,
that makes sense. Now I see where we're going.
There's like an article about how barbecue pretty much just took over Haiti.
Well, there's your problem, bro. You let 3,500 inmates escape and it's in Haiti. Like,
and the cartel has taken over and pushed the government
out. Well, somebody had to.
Who do you think orchestrated that whole fucking event?
The Clintons.
He was. Whoa now.
Okay, sorry.
Don't say
I'm not
the C.
Suicidal.
We don't say the C word on the show, bro. All right. Unless we need to check your mental health. One gang leader, Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo, took credit for the attack, said the jailbreak was an attempt to overthrow Henry's government. He said, oh, Henry. Quote, if Ariel Henry doesn't step down, if the international community continues to support Ariel Henry, they will lead us directly into a civil war that will end in genocide.
And there's an image of this barbecue guy rolling around with a fucking compass and square necklace, like a Masonic necklace. It's totally like something bad's going on. Hell has broken loose.
Welcome to Fucksville.
Every
population,
time they fire
up
CERN,
y'all.
People become cannibals.
Well, black
sorcery,
holes.
Black magic, all
black
this
holes.
Stuff, chemtrails,
black holes,
black holes.
Yep, there you go.
You name it. Snakes on planes,
cholera,
cats and dogs living together,
mass hysteria.
Yep.
Skrillex coming back.
Go look at barbecue.
No, I'm looking at him right here.
You do not want to mess with barbecue.
Look at this fool.
And is it barbecue or is it BBQ?
Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo.
Is it BBQ?
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Spelled out.
All the way.
Like
okay,
Barbados.
This is some I got my name in prison bullshit.
I also saw some pictures. I couldn't really tell if they were AI generated or not, but dudes were running around holding like they would be holding rifles, but they were just holding sticks. Right? Like, so pretend like. Right. So like,
make believe.
It's hard to know how much is legit and how much is just like AI feet pics at this point, you know?
Yeah.
So,
fair enough. Fair enough.
Good luck, Katie. Good luck.
Got to know what's going on around you before you deal with it out there.
Oh, I did want to discuss this with you. This is going to be a longer show.
Let me show you something real quick.
Well, I just want to show her something real quick because I know she's been having migraines and stuff.
The last topic, though.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Well,
barbecue.
Yeah, I saw him.
With the Freemasons.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Barbecue with the Freemasons.
Okay.
Every Sunday they do that. all right, so this one is called Man 52, who suffered constant migraines, is found to have a live worm in his brain that had laid eggs under his skull after catching a parasite from undercooked bacon. Now.
Oh, no, I've been eating so much pork.
My question to you, do you perhaps believe that your seizures or migraines or the fact that you sleep 22 hours a day could possibly
in my brain
be caused by a worm laying eggs in your brain?
We're going to have to cut your head open.
No,
we're going to have to cut your head off and take a look.
Not off, just open.
Right. What'd I say?
Off.
Open. Yeah.
Open. Open.
A Florida man who went to doctors complaining of persistent migraines found to be suffering from a parasite in the brain. Scans showed multiple cysts in both hemispheres of his brain, as well as swelling, which infectious disease experts confirmed was the result of a pork tapeworm that laid eggs in his brain and was irritating the fuck out that tissue under that skull.
And I'm officially done.
There
with
you
pork.
Go.
Holy
no
shit.
More bacon for this guy.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, here, Shutterstock me a nice shot of some bacon. Oh, goodness. Goodness.
Just don't eat undercooked meat.
Oh, bro.
But how much do you have to cook it to kill a parasite?
Enough more than this guy was, I guess.
I cook everything on high and make sure it's good and good.
Our patient's lifelong preference for soft bacon may have led to instances of undercooked bacon consumption. His downfall. Oh, my God.
I don't like soft bacon.
I don't like worms in my brain.
That's the main thing.
The NIH estimates there are between 1,320 and 5,050 cases of neurocystic Kurt Cobain-cosis.
Got it. Nailed
each
it.
Each year. Now you can catch it by swallowing microscopic eggs passed from the poo-poo of someone who has intestinal pork tapeworm, which is called an auto-infection because it just happened, right? Automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Living with someone who has a pork tapeworm and eating food prepared by someone can also cause it.
Or putting a pork tapeworm in your mouth and then spitting it into your partner's
mouth. Or taking raw bacon and putting it into your partner's mouth while they're asleep.
Uh-huh.
And just letting it just get in there, you know?
Some of the main ways to spread these tapeworms.
Sometimes I like to just order raw tapeworms bulk from Costco, and then I'll just drop a tapeworm in there, you know?
Into the bulk peanut
I'll
butter
get
thing
one in their eye
around.
And then in the mouth and maybe in the nose just to,
you ever boof one?
Maximum coverage right up the butt.
Yeah, straight to the bloodstream.
I like to track their growth, so I don't put it in the butt, but I'll put it in the front, and then when it starts coming out the butt, I know that it's maximal
length. What I like to do is just cut a big hole in my arm, stick it in there, and just see how much it bulges.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I know. We started the show. There was eight people listening live, and now we're down
to... now we're just unhinged.
Just Kyle. Kyle lives in Australia, so he can handle this shit. He probably eats tapeworms for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He's probably fucked
spiders. We don't give a fuck. I got fucking
car.
Gut microbiome that fucking fucks tapeworms like little bitch-ass prom dates. No problem.
This guy literally has to box a kangaroo just to get to work.
So, for real. You ever fucking had to box a kangaroo just to get to work?
That's what all the Australians do.
Kyle says, I'm always impressed with how much I learned from your Disturbed. I'm still figuring it out. Well, thank you, Kyle. So it's been a long time, you know, really honing our
this isn't
craft.
This is all for educational purposes.
This is all off the dome, freestyle.
should do some fact checking just to double check.
The experts who treated the patient also noted that seizures occur in about 80% of patients with NCC. So, you know.
What is NCC? Pork worms?
Yeah, you know me. No, NCC is symptoms of infections, common human feces, neurocystic sarcosis.
Oh, right.
Cysticercosis.
Right.
Cysticer. Fuck, man. Hold on. Bardo?
Copy paste that.
Where are you at, dog?
Bardo,
can you pronounce...
can Bardo do that?
We're about to find out. You pronounce... Oh, that is not the right link. Hold up.
Jesus.
Can you pronounce...
No, your computer's infected. Neurocystic
sarcosis.
With that.
Can you, for me, please... Hit me with your best shot.
Phone a friend?
I can't directly pronounce words for you because, again, AI is completely fucking useless. Listen
to
an audio. Break it down by parts. Here's a breakdown of the word and a pronunciation guide.
Phonetically.
Neuro. Same as neuro in neurology. Okay. Cysta. Similar to cysta.
Sister
in Spanish, meaning cyst. Circo, meaning close to the circus.
Or surface.
Cis, osis. Similar to osis, as in psychosis. And
or
you know
ISIS.
This, man. By pronouncing each part individually and then combining them smoothly, you can get a good idea of how to say
a word.
Neurocystic sarcosis. Osis. Sarcosis.
Could have just typed it into Google and had her say it for you, for Christ's sake.
Osis. Hold on.
Now you have to use it in a sentence.
Neurocystic sarcosis. Osis. No, see, it's got an extra osis in there.
Too many osis.
Sarcosis. Osis. Yeah, see, that's...
Circosis.
AI. Am I right? Okay, well, if you know how to pronounce it, you can call 406-204-4687. Voicemail line for you. Leave us a message.
Have we gotten any messages?
Just the ones I leave.
Yeah, good.
Making sure it stays on.
You call and prank yourself?
I call from the future.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun little bit we
that's
like to do here.
Bit. That's a
where
great
I
bit.
Call my show and pretend to be from the
Bitcoin
future.
Going up.
Bro, sell the Bitcoin. It's crashing. Death spiral incoming, bro. be careful.
I'm done with the pork.
If you live in places that allow you to swallow microscopic eggs from poop.
Oof.
You can get yourself a little neurocystosis.
That shit makes me a little nauseous.
A little nauseous.
Yeah.
Vomitosis.
Ugh.
On some
right.
toses.
On your toses. Jesus. Look at all these others. See, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't really have time. I did. Oh, man.
You curated this.
I did. I know.
A little.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna
primarily monkeys.
Delete these.
Oh, don't delete.
And then
save for later.
I'm going to delete this one because that's dumb. Okay, so have you guys heard about Boeing?
Oh, yeah. They're fucking up.
Okay.
And that guy just committed suicide by shooting himself twice
well,
in the back of the head.
Whoa.
Okay, whoa. Whistleblower.
You got time?
Whistleblower talk.
You got a minute?
We got time.
Okay. I got time.
So... A Boeing whistleblower named John Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
He was found dead.
Yep.
Okay.
Classic.
Classic American.
You know, whistleblowers
style.
And death go hand in hand.
Now, John worked for Boeing for more than 30 years. He retired in 2017. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the days before his death, he'd been given evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against Boeing. Boeing said it was saddened to hear of Mr. Barnett's passing. Okay.
which now, was a lie.
They said that the 62-year-old died from a self-inflicted wound on March 9th, and the police were investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Barnett worked for the U.S. plane giant for more than 30 years until mm-hmm. he retired. Okay. Now, from 2010, he worked as quality manager at the North Charleston plant, making the 787 Dreamliner, state-of-the-art airliner used mainly on long-haul routes. In 2019, he told BBC that under pressure, workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line. Oops! That's a big no-no.
Big oops.
That's a big oof. He also said he had uncovered serious problems with oxygen systems, which could mean one in four breathing masks would not work in an emergency, which...
Assuming they deployed correctly, I think one in four,
I mean, that's why they tell you to put yours on before you put the kids on, right?
Yep.
You know? He started working in South Carolina. He became concerned that the push to get new aircraft built meant the assembly process was rushed. And safety was compromised. Something the company denied. Okay. He later then told the BBC that workers had failed to follow procedures intended to track components through the factory, which allowed defective components to go missing. Oops. I don't know where that went. He said in some cases, substandard parts had even been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line. Now, that's a real company man right there, right? When you're Absolutely. Willing to go out on a limb and pull shit out of the trash and then just duct tape it to your production line.
Duct like, tape it.
All right. He claimed the tests on emergency oxygen systems due to be fitted in the 787 showed a failure rate of 25%.
Okay. That's too high. That's too high when you're flying.
Define high. Boeing denied his assertions. He alerted managers to his concerns, but they all told him to shut the fuck up and just keep building.
We're making a lot of money here, guy.
Yeah.
Get hey, back to work.
Get back. You are you trying to hold up the line?
Do you want to save I money on these so. Parts or do you want to commit suicide? Hey,
you want a Christmas bonus or you want to kill yourself? it established the location of at least 53 non-conforming parts in the factory was unknown and that they were considered lost. Boeing was ordered to take remedial action. So all this stuff, right? Okay.
This all adds up to Boeing being really unsafe.
He accused Boeing of denigrating his character and hampering his career because of the issues he pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
Charges that were, of course, rejected by Boeing. Mm-hmm. At the time of his death, Mr. Barnett had been in Charleston for legal interviews linked to that case. Last week, he gave a formal deposition in which he was questioned by Boeing's lawyers before being cross-examined.
What if it was pronounced Boeing?
Boeing.
That would be fun.
It is now. Before being cross-examined, Boeing, his own counsel. He had been due to undergo further questioning on Saturday when he did not appear. Inquiries were made at his hotel. Huh. Where did he go?
Where is
he? He was subsequently found dead in his truck in the hotel car park. The lawyer described his death as tragic.
And let me guess, all the cameras were also malfunctioning at Weird. That moment.
Weird. His death comes at a time when production standards at Boeing and its key supplier Spirit Aerosystems are under intense scrutiny.
Yeah, because that freaking emergency door came off.
Yeah. That's the first thing that really triggered this whole thing.
And then they blamed it on the pilots and said, hey, you guys are going to be checking these doors that you've never had to check before.
A preliminary report from the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board suggested that four key bolts designed to hold the door securely in place were not fitted. It doesn't need them. It's fine. Last week, the FAA said
it's sabotage.
Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
Last week, the FAA said in a six-week audit of the company had found multiple instances where the company allegedly failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. Okay? So, that happens. Fast forward to whenever this article came out. Did you see this video?
A
Boeing plane bursts into flames mid-flight. It comes after a door panel flew off an Alaska Airlines. And now I know, honey, you're flying soon. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we realize that there's some shit happening outside the plane right now.
And then that thing from the Twilight Zone's like on the wing.
How's your engine?
Those engines are on fire.
Listen to what they say.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we realize something happened outside.
We realize something happened outside.
All that fire, you see? I understand something going on.
That was 4 days ago. That was United Airlines Boeing 737 forced to make an emergency landing in Texas after its engine exploded and burst into flames midair.
Sounds like flying is going to be exclusive for the elite here.
In the video, a crew member, right? I love that she's got a fly suit now. I'm actually trying to find as many flying stories from now until then just to really send her off.
Last week, my buddy had to fly to Florida for his job to go to Disney World.
Ooh.
And I was like,
that's
hey,
like a double whammy.
I was like, don't fly United because they're having some issues. And then he's like, well, that's who I'm flying with.
Don't fly United and don't get a job at Disney. Like two big no-nos.
Yeah, yeah. But then he went.
I'm sus of your friend already. If he wants to go to work at Disney, what kind of person is this friend? No, he wasn't trying to go work there.
Maybe he wants to be a princess. You don't know.
You guys know this person, and he had to take one of his clients to Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
You
used to call him the retard rancher.
Yep. Well, he used to ranch retards.
Yep.
In the video, a crew member could be heard alerting passengers to the issue. Quote, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we realize something happened outside.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Minutes later, United Flight 1118 returned to George Bush Intercontinental Airport, where it made an emergency landing at around 7 p.m. Monday. No injuries were reported. So, okay. So that, right? Okay. And then.
More flying.
50 people injured.
Oh, my God.
On a 787 Boeing.
Good
as
Lord.
A quote, strong shake, not like a milkshake, but like a my baby won't stop crying. So I gave it a shake. Right. Reportedly sent heads into ceiling, heads ceiling into it. Mid flight. From Australia to New Zealand, the plane experienced a strong shake, the cause of which is currently under investigation. I wonder what it could have been. Perhaps your airplane is a pile of shit because you didn't listen to our friend, Mr. John Barnett.
Well, the funniest thing, there's nothing funny about this.
Oh, it's all funny about this. Because how many times did they get bailed?
Who? Oh.
The airline. You guys got not only... did you make a bunch of fucking money?
Yeah.
Gouging people.
Uh-huh.
But then you fucked it all off somehow and then asked the government for a bailout, which was a bunch of money, and you got that. And did you go fix anything?
Absolutely not.
No, we made planes smaller so we could fit more you cunts on a flight so we can make more money.
We fired all the good pilots because they wouldn't get vaccinated.
And then we killed all the people that dared say anything about it.
And now we only have fully vaccinated pilots that just pass out in any second.
Kyle says United lost a wheel 5 days ago out of San Francisco, but it's okay. Some cars caught the spare wheel in the airport.
Oh, no. It's a souvenir.
We got it. It's okay. Yeah, we'll bring it back.
They treat it like a beach ball.
Oh, just bounce it back. So stupid. Yeah, so, you go.
So recently there was an article, I can't remember from who.
About a measles outbreak in Chicago?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that also happened.
They're talking about diversity hires and how they need to be more inclusive about the types of pilots that they have.
Yeah.
Which brought up a lot of concern about we want the best man for the job because we're fucking flying.
I like my pilots like I like my gum, fruit striped.
But in this article, what they used was like an obliterated plane that had crashed.
What?
Yeah, I'll try and find the article for you.
All right.
It was interesting. So it's like we're pro diversity.
Okay. Yeah.
But we also want to have the best pilots while we're up there.
And I mean, yeah.
Well, one of these guys.
How hard is it really, though?
Well, one of these professional
pilots. I mean,
one of these professional pilots just came forward saying that, like, with some of the diversity hires, he's like, some of these people aren't really even like passing the test well enough to make it onto the actual test. Like,
but then
test. We
have to move the goalposts because we need diversity.
We have to have diversity.
And that's absolutely. You know what, though? I'm completely fine with that. And
if I'm
hope
crash on a plane. I want it to be a
I want an equal opportunity.
Woman. Yes.
Crash.
Exactly. If she.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Because at least then I know that if our hearts were in the right place.
I want to see the cast of Community. Just man, like
Chevy Chase,
just running the plane. The blacks, the whites, the Chinese. Oh, like I want the full gamut. You know. Well,
remember that movie Airplane?
Yeah,
of course, classic
with OJ.
So
if
good.
OJ Simpson isn't the co-pilot, like I'm not flying.
I'm not flying.
I'm not. I'll walk. Thanks. I'm,
actually, you know, trains are looking pretty good these days.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah,
that's
John
right.
Candy's looking pretty good.
Classics,
these days.
Classics, bro. Classics. Yeah, we've been dipping back into. You know, one I never saw. Until what? Just the other day.
What was it?
Bill Murray classic, Where the Buffalo Roam.
I never saw that.
It's, right?
Or wait, no, was that the Hunter S. Thompson
yes.
thing? Yeah, yeah, I did see that.
I'd never seen that until just the other day. I didn't even know he played
exactly.
Hunter.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like a hidden gem.
It was beautiful.
Isn't that crazy?
Beautiful. The yeah. way they just fucking are in that hospital just running shit, and he's got the nurse in there with the titty and the... Oh. Mwah. Some of Bill's best work, you know? All right.
Billy Crystal?
Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray. Wait, yep. What is Billy Crystal in?
City Slickers.
Yes.
Among others.
Not that great, yeah. but...
Nah, pretty good still.
Not as good as other movies.
Well, there's...
I've yeah. seen better movies than City
well,
Slickers.
I mean,
but we've been listening to... We've been watching quirky movies lately. Just...
Like what? Porky's?
Animal oh, that's House? Also a good one. Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds.
Police Academy 1 through
oh,
fucking
yeah.
12.
Going through the whole fucking
and
back catalog from the 80s
the
and 90s.
The one that takes a cake is Spaceballs.
Yep. Spaceballs, Coneheads.
Yep, Coneheads. Absolutely
that.
Coneheads, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then some James Bond.
Oh, you've been watching Bond.
Been going. Only the Daniel Craig Bonds, though,
what,
for now.
Which one is that?
Most recent,
No Time to Die, Quantum of Solace, Casino Royale.
Oh, okay, recent.
You know
Bonds.
One that was actually really
or
good. That was
Bonds.
Not a Bond film, but it has our homie Simon Pegg in it.
Who's that?
Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose.
What in the fuck?
That's what
that?
I said.
That
it's
sounds
actually
psychedelic as shit.
Pretty good.
Is that like a Jacob's Ladder kind of deal?
No, no. It's you just gotta watch it.
Okay.
ISS was also pretty decent.
You guys have been on the movie tip.
All
huh?
we do, bro. We just chill and watch movies and like come up with dope references for my raps. I mean,
you're in it. There taking notes.
Oh yeah,
is that true?
I have the dopest references you will ever hear in raps because of how much.
Unless I don't
reference
recognize them,
material,
I don't watch his movies.
Full of reference material.
Love
my life
reference.
Is a reference.
Yeah.
So, Little Shop of Horrors,
great movie,
classic.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis at his best.
Yeah.
Dare I say?
Well, do you know his story?
About
how his wife got cancer and he left Hollywood to help her.
And now, guess who's back?
Who?
Shady.
Her cancer.
Shady's back. And with that, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, that's the website. Check it out. Voicemail line for you. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. I'll play it on the show, probably. Hang out with us on Telegram. All the links are at thejamhole.com. And be sure to check out that Griff track. I'm pretty proud of that. And we'll try to make some more maybe this weekend. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Finally,
I miss you guys.
Finally redeemed yourself.
It fucking sucks.
It's been a long time coming. I'm glad you...
I've been working
you
so
made
much.
Amends.
Yeah, I do my best.
BJ,
I do what I can. I pull my weight.
Yes.
Always a pleasure seeing you awake.
Yeah. It's the first time I've seen you awake in months.
Yeah. No, me too, bro. Me too. All right, have a good night.
That's why we call her Sleepy Jean.
All right, I just ended the show, so say good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Voicemail line for you. Voicemail line for you.
From the Genesis, we've been sweating this excellence. Set the sentiment up by the bar inside the basilisk. Motherfuckers, they got me dead. Just call me Lazarus. Back from an app, looking over all these hazardous documents. Full of occupants that never seen it coming. They got the walk right, but never made no money from it. This ain't the boss life, so sign it right here on the dotted. You see a lot of these incumbent Oscars try to rise above it, but they drowning under the weight of their own egos. They try to sound stable, but it's smooth with Violet Taylor. Burning up these politics. soup's on, come and get it. What's for dinner next? I don't know, it's got some owls in it. Oh no, trying to stream swap, he gonna make a buck. Watch his dream flop right out the gate, cause he's fucking nuts. Selling overpriced CBD, man, that's weak stuff. That's karma, bitch, it's why your NFTs suck. Clown town out here with that little peck of energy. Mix it with the five of dev with wild grifted tendencies. You can find your exit liquidity in some other vicinity. You will never be ready, me, we are your dead reckoning. Snatch and grab, wipe your memory clean. Lock you in a cellar and throw away the key. Like Jimmy Diotta, trash in, trash out. Walking on the sun, you fucking pleb, smash mouth.
You guys are
I'm talking about
fucking vaporware, fucking vaporware, fucking vaporware, fucking vaporware, fucking.
Listen, you guys are all in
a broken system, fucking.
Dingy back rooms and hand jobs, how the bar sells. Think you wanna form an alliance with these cartels? On one hand, I like money, and that's okay, but on the other, I'm not a big fan of all this pay to spray to play at the bathroom boys club. Got the validator sets locked up tighter than FTX own retarded Iron Man. His entire fam got the fingers in the cherry pie. Think about the narrative, the rich leading the blind. We idolize sinking back up inside the tribal mind. Hive quantum crystal rendering spread across the lines. It's imperative, we got to reinforce the narrative. Watching all these bots getting simped, it's embarrassing. We barely made it out alive, barreling down this one way. Luckily at least half of us don't mind the gunplay. I'll prepare the misery, we got a lot of history locked inside a mystery. Prepping all these grenades, take it back to 2018. They bugging every single person on your team. It's like a racket trying to hack up the scene. There ain't no way to reimagine the balance. They come to intervene, so hide your talent. This scoundrel's up in the beans. Clown town out here with that little peck of energy. Mix it with the five of dev with wild grifted tendencies. You can find your exit liquidity in some other vicinity. You will never be ready, me. We are your dead reckoning.
Right. Chubby, you're up. What are you guys saying, bro? You guys are having fun talking about fucking vaporware a lot, eh? You're in a broken system, though. It's really simple. You guys are all in a broken system of vaporware and useless fucking crap. So, yeah. Pepe solves this, baby. Let's go.
Alright, well, long Pepe. Great hearing you from you.
Finn, you say with your own words. Give us your thoughts, man.
Just another day, this clown-ass market, watching these clown-ass plebs pull clown-ass shit on other clown-ass motherfuckers holding these clown-ass bags. Clown-ass bags. Clown-ass plebs, clown-ass bags. Clown-ass bags. Clown-ass plebs, clown-ass bags. Clown-ass bags. Clown-ass plebs, clown-ass bags. Just another day, this clown-ass market, watching these clown-ass plebs pull clown-ass shit on other clown-ass motherfuckers holding these clown-ass bags. Clown-ass bags.
When I thought of coming here, you think of pigs. So I just thought the three little pigs and fairy tales. And to a degree, that's what we're doing in life, is we do fairy tales. We think of life in terms of, you know, the prince meeting the princess and living happily ever after. And that's not all. That's true in a way. There's some moral stories, but things often change in the way. And like Shrek, there's no always that happy answer. Just some comments that we were talking about. So, you know, I think neurocysticosis is a disease. And from my point of view, it's a disease that I need to treat. And it's a bad disease. It's a bad disease because it has consequences to the detriment of the patient in terms of health, in terms of costs. So I basically see two problems. Is that when I see a patient, I can make the diagnosis, the patient has neurocysticosis, in which case, and then I have to treat the patient. And so that's easy for me, but like I said, the patient still suffers because now he's got to take treatment, he's got to be on epilepsy treatment, or he's got to go through that stage where he was sick. Then I see another type of patient who we don't know what the disease is. So not everybody knocks on your door and says, I have neurocysticosis. Sometimes they just come with a problem, like an arm not moving or seizures, and then there are many varied causes, so it's often a diagnostic dilemma as well.
In the darkest of times, when the phoenix arises out of the ashes like some burned up papyrus, open the sarcophagus and release the virus. Got a lump in your throat like tonsillitis. When the flags go up like everyone is righteous, spending government checks, sniffing up the white dust. The previous generation wants to be just like us. Fuck that shit, I'm trying to be like Mike was. Drop the bias and you
you might survive this. The mummy coming through to remind your highness. I might just buy up my own fucking island, build a little bunker, then wait for the timer. Countdown to zero, day exploiting, every exploit in your internet sex toys. Intermittent vibrations through the ether. Did you just come? Me either. If you look at the bright side, we're lost at the right time, blindly following stars in the night sky. Part of me might ride away with the prize fight, man versus everything else until the time's right. Unleash the Kraken, no wait, that was crack. Fuck, now everybody feeling all amped up, fucking like bunnies to the national anthem. Ugly little shits eating up all our rhythm, mishandling the captions, who has the answer, holding our attention for ransom. Fed up with all the red tape and the boring template, like it matters if it's a blue or red state. Charged every month and we can't even cancel. Feeling distressed? Fuck it, kill the damsel. Fuck yeah, spread it like we're on some undead shit and pass the bitch around like a meme from Reddit.
In the beginning, it was suggested that the mortality rate would be 5% and the numbers are so much higher.
We're not ready for the next epidemic.
And so if your oxygen level falls too low and it cannot be kept up with just what we call nasal cannulas or rebreathing oxygen masks, if you can't get enough oxygen from that, then they will intubate the patient.
A new case study published in the New England Journal of Medicine talks about a man who went to a hospital after having a seizure at 4 a.m. The doctors then saw him have a 2-minute long seizure where he lost consciousness. They started to investigate his medical history and his general health, and everything seemed fine and healthy. He didn't smoke, he drank only occasionally, and he had been perfectly fine in the days leading up to the seizures. But upon performing a CT scan of his brain, the doctors realized that he had something called neurocysticercosis, which is a parasitic disease caused by the pig tapeworm in the human brain.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse, but in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up, just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog, it could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead, or putting in new speakers. It's a toss-up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo, I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake, off the cutting floor we take. A little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building, and the box came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle, getting high in space with the Hubble.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.
Neurocystic Sarcosis.